200. Today is show 200 of the Sunday Hour. What a milestone. Thank you for making us part of your day. Thank you for allowing us to have this platform. Thank you, Keith T., for all your hard work in putting the production in place so that we can share our thoughts, our feelings, our ideas, and our joy. Thank you for all the listeners who tune in and make it possible. Thank you for all the station hosts that have invited us to be part of your platform. We hope that we will continue to be worthy of this opportunity that we have. We have been studying through the book of Ephesians. We looked at the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians, and we see what we gain in Christ. We see that we can boldly approach the throne of God, that we are made alive, raised, and seated with God in the heavenlies, and that this is so that we might continue in good works. We see all the things that we have gained. And in the second half of Ephesians, chapters 4, 5, and 6, we'll now see what it is that Paul would instruct us to do with what we have gained. Since we have this strength of character, this access to the throne, this new life in Christ, how should we then live? And he begins chapter 4 with, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you, live a life worthy of the calling you have received." I love the way this begins because it says, as a prisoner for the Lord. There's no doubt that Paul's walk with Christ cost him something, that it was at a personal cost to his own freedom. It was at a personal cost that he engaged in discipleship. And so we see that Paul, as a prisoner, continues to serve Christ. But it is suggested to us that there is a cost of discipleship, or there could be a cost of discipleship. That what we have received in Christ is something that we are going to want to share, we're going to want to give back, and as we do, there will be a cost. Paul's cost? He was a prisoner. He was being jailed for not necessarily preaching Jesus, but for preaching the resurrection of Christ, the power of resurrection. This is what the apostles were martyred for. As a prisoner, Paul says, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. In other words, you have received in Christ new life. You are made alive, raised, and seated. You can boldly approach the throne of God. Now, choose to live in such a way that you demonstrate the value of that calling. Live a life worthy of that calling. What was engaged in that calling? The suffering of Christ, the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, his death, his burial, his resurrection, the power of God to foresee the events of the world and to inject this into history so that we might be made aware, the choosing of each and every one of us as part of this grand history in Christ. All of that is part of our calling. And so, as we have such a special and profound calling, we have been urged to live our lives in such a way that we respect that calling. A calling that, you might say, demands our full attention and our complete commitment. So this week, as we prepare to study deeper into Ephesians, let's consider that. Let's consider our calling. Let's consider our commitment to that calling. Let's consider the cost and whether or not we sometimes sell what was given to us short by our selfishness or our unwillingness to let go of things in the world. our unwillingness to forgive, our unwillingness to love, our unwillingness to go the extra mile in our service and dedication. And let's pray this week that God would firm up in us a commitment to be worthy of the calling we have received. Father, as we embark on a new week, we just ask that you would deepen our sense of calling, that you would call us close, that you would teach us to love, that you would show us more and more how we might set aside our selfish desires and be part in this magnificent calling in the pageant of Christ. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day.